When a large amount of debt becomes part of your life, whether from student loans, medical bills, or credit cards, it can have consequences for your well-being. I'm AP Financial Wellness reporter Adriana Morgan. Welcome to our Money Happens series. In each episode, you'll hear from everyday people sharing their financial experiences and from financial experts who offer steps to manage debt. This could help you or someone you know, even if it's something small today. For this episode, we're focusing on student loan debt.
I have approximately over $275,000 in debt.
You heard from Justine Bologna, a borrower from Pennsylvania. With student loan debt from both federal and private loans, Justine is met with high monthly payments that she can't afford. But Justine's experience with financial stress goes beyond student loan debt, although it is arguably the biggest of her financial worries. Justine and her husband, who have three children, struggle to afford groceries, bills, and rent.
I have some severe stress, anxiety.
For today's episode, we spoke with Justine, a 30-year-old working mother from Pennsylvania, and Helen Colby, a professor at Indiana University who studies financial and consumer decision-making. Student loan debt is at the root of Justine's financial worries, but it's not her only financial constraint. After giving birth to her twins, Justine had trouble paying back her medical bills, all of which have been sent to collections.
I have sold a lot of my stuff to try to make up for some of the money that I need. Like, the food is a big thing with us. Like, we struggle being able to go to the grocery store. We go to food pantries every once in a while to like supplement what we need, but it's not necessarily enough for a family of five to go there.
Between student loan debt and daily expenses, Justine is left feeling very concerned about her and her family's future. This is heavily affecting her mental health.
I have really bad anxiety. I actually had to get medicated again because I'm just so stressed out about how to go about this.
If you struggle with any type of debt, Justine's feelings can sound very familiar to you. When speaking with Helen Colby, our expert for this episode, she first pointed out how common it is for one financial difficulty to affect many aspects of someone's life.
When I first read Justine's story, the thing that came to mind was just how much people sometimes underestimate the way that these kind of big financial stresses impact all the aspects of our lives.
Justine recently graduated with her master's degree. Like many, she went into graduate school with plans of finding a higher paying job in her industry. This, however, hasn't been an easy task. While she's doing a very impactful job in education, Justine is not being compensated enough to be able to make a dent on her student loans. Between her student loans, medical bills, and childcare expenses, Justine is left exhausted about her financial situation and often feels very stressed.
I'm worried about what future I can give my kids because of how much debt that I have. Because like I was raised in a family that had debt, but not as much as what I have currently.
More than 40 million Americans started to pay back their federal student loans after the three-year pandemic pause. However, the rising cost of living combined with the increased amount of other types of debt, such as credit card debt, is leaving many people like Justine feeling very constrained.
Everything's building up where I'm like, oh my God, like I can't function.
Because of her financial worries, Justine is experiencing an overwhelming amount of stress that cannot be solved in one day. I asked Helen if she had recommendations for Justine or anyone that might be in a similar position.
The first is just trying to set aside time, right? To say, okay, for an hour, I'm literally not going to think about the bills. I'm not going to think about the kids. I'm not going to think about whatever other my stresses are. I'm going to go to the park, to my room, put on headphones, whatever, and just put all of my attention on this big picture problem. And then I'm going to stop, right? And so sometimes we can sort of give ourselves permission to stop worrying about those other things and focus on the big picture if we delineate the time.
But many times, focusing on a big picture problem can cause so much stress that even setting time aside can be hard, and you end up procrastinating. To help you prepare for something that you fear or are anxious about doing, Helen recommends that you motivate yourself by doing an activity that you enjoy prior.
In our house, we call it mental bootstrapping. This idea that if you're going to go do something that you really don't want to do, like either giving yourself a reward afterwards or being like, yep, I'm going to do something fun and then I'm going to go do that thing that I don't want to do, like is really helpful. And it could be anything, right? It doesn't have to be financial, even if it's like weeding the yard, right? Sometimes that's all you, admitting you need a little boost is like practically all you need.
For Justine, a change that could greatly benefit her life, according to Colby, would be to find a higher paying position. but those are not easy to find. To supplement her income, Justine decided to open a candle business.
I ended up starting my own business to try to make some income so I can at least pay for groceries, because even now I struggle and I haven't even made my full payments yet because I've been struggling.
Most U.S. adults say the amount of money they get paid is a source of stress in their lives, including 43% who say it's a major source of stress. The problem is particularly acute among people who say they're falling behind financially. This is according to a poll by the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research conducted in October of last year. Finances can be a deeply personal topic that oftentimes is not spoken about publicly because they bring a lot of shame. Many people think of having debt as a personal failure, even when it's not the case. This must change, said Helen.
When was the last time you actually heard somebody say, oh, I don't think I'm going to go out to dinner with you guys. I'm trying to watch my budget. Like, that's just so sort of socially unacceptable. And part of it is that we all blame ourselves, right, for our financial situations. But there are so many factors at play. And so one of the things that can really help in terms of thinking about how to get out of the scarcity tunnel is to ask somebody for help. Because in so many situations, I talk to people and their family doesn't know they're struggling. Their friends don't know they're struggling. Their boss doesn't know they're struggling. And you don't necessarily have to share everything. And obviously not everyone's family or friends are in a position to help monetarily. But a lot of times, even just having somebody say, you know, yeah, you know what? Groceries have gotten really expensive. That sucks, right? Can really help reduce stress. Because when you share problems with people, generally that sort of helps reduce that stress.
Justine has been open with her loved ones about her financial struggles, but she has found it hard to maintain friendships because she doesn't have the time and money to foster those relationships.
I don't really go out and hang out with any of the friends that I did have because I'm just so busy. It's like, they'll be like, oh, let's go out to eat. And I'm like, I have to say I can't go because I'm too broke. So like a lot of my friends know that I'm broke as anything, and it's kind of sucks that they know that, but like, you know, I can't really put any time or effort into any like friendships unless it's like free mom oriented, let's go to the park type thing.
Friendships are not the only relationship that Justine has seen affected by her financial struggles.
Me and my husband fought for a while about all of this stuff, and I finally got to the point where I just needed to stop arguing with him because it's not going to get me anywhere.
Knowing how to navigate hard financial situations without it affecting your marriage can be very tricky. I asked Helen if she had a recommendation for couples affected by this.
One source of tension in relationships where finances are particularly strained is looking at each other's financial decisions and saying, well, hey, how come you bought that? Setting aside a certain amount of sort of like guilt-free, discussion-free money, even if it's a small amount, can really help smooth that over. And it gives people more of a sense of agency, right?
Battling with a large amount of debt has affected Justine's life in many aspects. And it affects millions of people every day. What starts as a loan to get an education with the promise of a better financial future can soon become a financial burden that will take decades to solve and is affecting your quality of life daily. And while there isn't a magic formula to solve, Helen's recommendations can be a starting point to lower the lasting effects of having financial hardship. To finish today's episode, let's round out the tips that Helen told us. Number one, when dealing with large amounts of debt, look to make bigger changes in your lifestyle, not just budgeting. Some examples include changing jobs or creating a side business. Number two, divide your debt worries into small tasks. Number three, practice mental bootstrapping. Pair something that makes you happy with something that stresses you. And number four, delineate your planning or stressing time and then stop. I'm Adriana Morga, and this was Money Happens. This episode was produced by Marcela Sanchez. For more, visit apnews.com. The information provided in this series isn't intended as financial advice, and listeners shouldn't rely on it to make personal, economic, budgeting, or investment decisions. You may benefit from obtaining independent professional guidance before taking actions on such matters.